This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's how I keep saying it. I want you to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And the way you fix that, the way you do that, is you get informed. You don't get Twitter informed. You get informed. You find out what's happening. Get your facts together. And then start screaming about it. Like I do. Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on. Lots happening up there. And, the other thing, too, you can hit the donate button. That's always fun. Give up a cup of coffee, that expensive place that you love to go to, and give it to me. It's really that simple. Those social media platforms. And that's so social, you know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. Sonny Smith's going to join us after the break. Some of the things we're going to talk about is Joey B. Is he with us? And I don't mean like with the right. I mean like, is he with us? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not so sure he's. Well, we know he's not all together. But I mean, seriously. The guy's gone. You don't see him. What is it? Somebody told me he's shutting down at 8 o'clock, right? And then what happens? What if something really, really nasty happens? Then what do we do? Is he going to hold off? Oh, no. He's going to let Kamala handle it. That's exciting, isn't it? I don't know if you guys heard today that, that Sewell? The sewer guy. What's his name? Swalwell. I'm sorry. I get him confused. Apparently he's suing President Trump. And we all know it's not him suing President Trump. Guy's a freak. No, it's the people around him, the ones that want him to take the heat. Right? It's just so many freaky stories. I wish you guys, some of the stuff you guys send me, like, you know, throws me for a major league loop. Did you know that a three-month-old might be a racist? And the Department of Education is here to help you. That's right. Bad news is that you're three-month-old. That precious little bundle of joy. Yeah, that's right. She might be a racist. Now, on the upside, Arizona's Department of Public Education, they're offering a equity toolkit to help you tamp down the racism of that little guy or girl, you know? I mean, we all know what those three-month-olds are like. That's why journalist Christopher Arufo exposed the ideological equity. There's a toolkit they give you. Now, the department has a diversity program, and it claims babies can develop. Ready for this one? This must be the same nut job who said that we're supposed to ask kids for permission to change their diapers. And you guys think I'm nuts, right? I used to love it in the early days. People would say, yeah, you're making these stories up. No, I'm not. You can find them now all over the place. I'm probably one of the first guys doing these crazy stories everywhere. The department has a diversity program, and it claims it has a toolkit that will help you know the signs of racism in a three-month-old. God, this is going to be good. Really, to know what these signs are. And it's amazing. Who paid for this? Who paid for this program? The silence about race reinforces racism by letting children draw their own conclusion based on what they see. At least that's what the program says. The graphic that they included shows the linear aging of a child, details how parents should talk about race and racism at each stage of their childhood. Because, you know, at 3 months old, I'm sure a kid's got a full grasp of the English language. Who wrote this? Parents are told to talk to their three-month-olds about racism. Babies look at faces that match the race of their caregivers. Huh? At the age of two, the graph claims that children use race to reason about people's behaviors. By 30 months, they allegedly use race to choose their friends. By age 4 and 5, they become racially prejudiced. You know what a load of garbage this is? Have you ever seen little kids playing with each other? I have never seen a kid in a sandbox, okay, who could barely speak English, who couldn't even say, Baba? What's he saying, black? Right? I mean, look at him, oh, no, I can't play with you, you're black. They don't care. They have no prejudices. This is a junk story or a junk program that somebody is making a boatload of bucks off of. Kids don't see color. Prove it. Show me a little kid up to 4 or 5 years old that runs away from a black kid or a Hispanic kid. Unless it's another black or Hispanic kid who's been beaten by the other kid, and that happens with white kids too. This is ridiculous. I know Sonya's listening. I got to hear her take on this. Now, according to more of the graphic, it says by the time a child reaches kindergarten, they can become full-blown racist. Whoa! Hey, we'll slap that kid around now, huh? Kindergartners allegedly show many of the same racial attitudes that adults in our culture hold. Really? You think they've learned the N-word by then? They've already learned to associate some groups with higher status than others. Parents are encouraged to have conversations with kindergartners to discuss how interracial friendships can improve their racial attitudes. I would love to see one of these lunatics at the AZ Department of Education. I'd like one of them to call. This is great. But one of these lunatics, I want to hear or see how this plays out. Right? I'd love to see this conversation between them. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what, come in with I have a black counselor come in and talk to the kid. I want to see the kid go, no, you're the wrong color. Don't miss your host. You listen to Real Stuff. Be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Truth in Real Time on GCN Live. Always, we're in that stretch, and you know we're in that stretch. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Here she is. Let's bring her in now. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. Love it that she helps me, kick off the weekend, get you guys rolling, get you guys started. The masks come on. Oh, no, that's in Texas. I'm sorry. Hi, Sonia. How are we doing? You love me. You know you love me.
I do, but being speechless is not good for a radio show. By the end of the week, and then hearing what you're bringing to the table, I just don't even know.
Listen, I want to apologize in advance. I'm not a well-educated guy. I barely made it out of high school, that kind of thing. If you ever watched Dazed and Confused, That was kind of my thing when I was, and I never knew that my 3-month-old kids, and I have four white kids. I don't know if you know that. I have four white kids offspring, and I am sorry to find out that every one of them, by the time they were 3 months old, were full-blown racist because I didn't know about this program. So should I apologize in advance or what?
Oh, you should have been apologizing. That's what the left would have. You're going to have to, what is that called when you do something from the past, you catch up to, you're going to apologize for stuff that you didn't even know about. And racism is something that your people, your people just inherently are racist. You just can't help yourself.
Oh, yeah, I know. Don't you love that, too? Here we have all these children we've been teaching for years that your character matters, the things you do matter, and now we've told them none of that matters. The fact that you're white makes you a racist. What are you going to do about it?
As early as 3 months old, and like you said, if you couldn't make this stuff up.
You and I couldn't write this as a sitcom. You were a writer in Hollywood. Can you imagine pitching this story to your buddies as a joke?
I actually would pitch it as a joke. I would know it's a joke. It's like, what is this code gurgling the baby's doing? Code babbling? I don't even know what they're... What are they saying makes the baby racist, or is just inherent and they're going to grow up to be racist just because they were born, unfortunately,
well,
white?
If you read the story, it's inherent. Basically, you're taught it because of your color and because of the gestures and what have you, and you start to see these kids. The proof is you start to see these kids at a very early age respond differently to people of different colors. You know, and I said, and you know it because you've got little grandchildren, and I do too, and I have what the world calls a mixed race granddaughter, but I have a granddaughter, okay,
sure.
And she doesn't see color. She has never seen color. I've seen her play with, you know, Asian kids, other black kids, Hispanic kids, white kids. You know, she was playing with kids. She didn't say, hey, Grumpy, we're going to play with two Asian kids, two Hispanic kids, you know, brown ones, and a red kid. I'll be back in an hour. Right? I mean, come on.
But it's what the left does. The left divides the country. So the earlier they can start them, you know, I thought they were just going to be happy with starting them off in preschool, but apparently they're not okay with starting them off at, you know, 4, so they got to go all the way to 3 months old. But a funny story about my daughter, my older daughter, when she was a little kid, and she said the black guy or the white guy, and I'm like, where is she getting this? Because we have a very diverse family. Where is she getting this from? And then one day she said, the blue guy. And I was like, oh, he's got on a blue shirt. She's actually talking about the guy because of the color of his shirt. And she's trying to identify him so I'd understand who she's talking to. But it was never about race.
That's
it's
hilarious.
Just so sad that they're shoving that down everybody's throat. And what happens is, and this is... I don't know if it's true or not, but I think kids at a younger age are starting to get resentful about this singling out of,
yep,
of people. In particular, you know, we just got over Black History Month, and, you know, there's always this bending over backwards to be inclusive to black people, black kids, as early as my grandson's in third grade, and... I wonder how the other kids feel about it, not understanding maybe where this took root from, why it's there, whatever. But I have seen, and I have a very smart 8-year-old who participates in the classroom like nobody's business, and he's way ahead of the class. And I think that there is some resentment. And I don't know if this resentment, you know, experiencing all this, it almost feels racial because they're throwing race in the mix so much. Ordinarily, I would say, you know what, this is just a dumbbell kid or who doesn't like my grandson because he's smart. You know, there was a thing called jealousy or, you know, just animosity. You know, it used to be that. But now everything feels racist. Everything is about race.
Everything comes back to race, right?
Yeah, and it affects those of us who aren't you know, who live a life of inclusivity in our own family. My grandson, he had a friend a couple years ago who was, he happened to be a Hispanic kid, and I don't know where this kid's family is, but this kid said the police were bad and all white people were bad, and my grandson came home repeating this, and I was like, do you think Grandpa Pop-Pop, he calls his grandpa Pop-Pop-Pop, because he didn't know how many times to say Pop, so he called him Grandpa Pop-Pop-Pop. I said, do you think he's a bad person? And my grandson looked really quizzically. He just, Grandpa Pop-Pop-Pop's white? He had no idea. I'm telling you, if you look in the dictionary, exactly, he had no idea. If you look in the dictionary under white, there would be Grandpa Pop-Pop-Pop. That's how white he is. But my grandson had no clue, because it's just not on children's minds unless you put it there. Now, is it true that at a later age, kids do gravitate towards their own groups and play groups? Yeah, but what's wrong with that? That doesn't mean they're racist.
But Sonia, that's not just color, though. They gravitate toward the groups they like to hang with, and maybe they use color first. I don't know.
But they're hanging
with the kids that are in the same drama class. Maybe they like drama and the arts.
Right.
They hang with the kids who like rock music, or, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
that's true. I mean, certainly by the time you get to junior high and high school, you're grouping based on what your interests are.
Right.
But,
and color's not a concern at that point, do you think?
I don't know. My grandson in second grade? When was the COVID? First grade. He and a black kid and a Latino kid, a Hispanic kid, were best friends. Did they group up because they were brown kids? I don't know. But they never had any animosity towards the other kids. They didn't single them out. They didn't treat them badly. They didn't. So, you know what? The left is just forcing us to look at this in a very unnatural, unhealthy, and
causing us to argue with each other. But we'll talk more about that. I don't know if you caught those marches on D.C. today. We'll give a little discussion on that as well. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate finally broke a logjam late Friday night by agreeing to provide $300 a week in unemployment benefits through September 6th in addition to the $10,200 in tax relief for unemployed workers under President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief deal. The breakthrough comes after Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia delayed a Democratic compromise on unemployment insurance for 9 hours. The Senate can now proceed with a marathon votorama in which any senator can offer an amendment to Biden's bill before final passage of the legislation, which is likely on Saturday. Disneyland and all other California theme parks are now getting the green light to reopen after being shut down for a year. The magical day of them opening, April 1st. USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Hold on. We are back. God, if I only left these things hot during the break, what trouble we'd be in. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5566. Yeah, the FCC would be quick to jump in on this one. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She's the host of the Sonia Schmidt Show and just a wonderful all-around person. And I'm not saying that because she's my friend. I've seen her in action over the years, and you won't find many like her. Sonia, how are we doing today?
You should have me on Mondays when the week is starting, so I'm not so, like,
bewildered and angry and disgusted
and worried about the state of the nation. It's just, this is crazy times. These are really crazy times, and I haven't felt this way since the Obama administration, because I knew exactly who community organizers were, so I knew exactly who this guy was and exactly where America was headed. And now it feels like that again. You know how that dark cloud and all of our finances.
You know the general consensus is it's Obama running everything now.
That's what they say, and that's what it feels like. It feels like that dark cloud.
Yep.
I look at the news headlines and it makes me sick to my stomach. It gives me agita, I guess you would say.
That's the Guinea way of putting it. Thank you. I understood that totally.
Immediately. Yeah. So it's just rough times. It's rough times. But you know what? It does, and I've seen this, it does make you closer to God because things are so crazy that it's really... Really, people are falling back on their faith in a way that I've never seen before. Because in addition to everything that's going on in the world, life goes on. We just lost a pastor at my old church up here in Santa Clarita. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, and we had been concentrating on praying for this guy for over a year, and we're believing for a miracle. And it really, not only did it bring us together and concentrate our prayers in a real sincere way, but when the substance of our prayers weren't met in the way we wanted it, we had to really dig deep and deal with that. So, you know, there's stuff in the world, there's stuff in our personal lives. I know, you know, stuff going on in my personal life. Sure. And I'm like, yeah, whew, if there is no other time to dig into God, it is now.
I'm not holding myself up, so to speak, but we've been through a lot in the last, especially in the last 6 or 7 years And the show did not help. We'll put it that way, okay? Some of the attacks on us were directed because of the show, and God's come through quite a few times for us. And we're going through another one now with this Katie Hill thing, you know? I mean, we're up there in the bucks.
They haven't let that go.
What's that?
They haven't let that go yet.
No. No, no. She's in full-blown suit. We got served in December, and this is not, and I tell people, we're not guilty, not in any way, shape, manner, form, and I believe that they know it, but the goal is not to prove us guilty. You know how the left, how vengeful the left gets. The goal is to financially break us. That's
right.
The goal.
That's
and
right.
That means more to them than anything else. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of us that are having a problem. And for those of you who want more information, it's therealside.com/helpjoe. Therealside.com/helpjoe. Anyway, but you know that. You worked with these people.
They are so vengeful. They are so hateful. I've never seen, you know, we talk about spiritual warfare, but in the past it's sort of been like in the spiritual realm. You can sort of feel it. And you. This is so blatant. This is so big. And it's so dark. Not even in plain sight they're hiding it. They want to destroy you. They want to destroy, like you said, your income, your reputation, and they're not happy until they do it. Look what they've done to Trump for no reason other than trying to save America.
Oh, yeah. And if you want to see how well it was working, just look at the last 45 days as the wheel, when you start cutting off what Trump had put in place. And, you know, you, to finish what you were saying a minute ago, though, about being a spiritual battle or not, you know, Jerry Nadler, for all to hear, did you hear his comment? For all to hear and see, this chamber, basically, this is what he said, this chamber cares not what God has to say. This chamber is not a place for God.
You know what? And I'm not going to stand next to him in a thunderstorm.
You couldn't get far enough away. I'm telling you. When that lightning hits, it's going to light the ground. Yeah, go ahead.
Say something so rude. The circumference of this man is so wide that you don't really have to worry. But these people, my pastor out in Chino Hills talked about this week about what's going to befall these people who just like blatantly reject God. It's like, oh, you're going to get it.
Well, they're laughing at you right now because they're saying, well, there is no God. So what's he going to do to me, right?
What are you going to do to me? I know you are, but what am I? They're going, whoa, these people are like, they're laughing and spitting in God's face, and God don't play that. And as far as I've read, he doesn't. And then what they're doing to children, I mean, you were talking earlier about the things that are going on in school districts and even trying to separate them label them at such a young age of being racist. And, you know, I mean, nobody's exempt from it. What if you follow the left and you're in a biracial couple because you're just sort of supposed to love all. So who's the baby supposed to hate? Or is it half the baby that's a racist? Was Obama half a racist? Will we acknowledge that?
Oh, they'll never acknowledge he was half white. Have you ever heard anybody on the left call him a mixed race president?
No.
Yeah. Right?
But, they're saying Kamala is Indian. They're owning that because I guess that's...
But she's a woman of color is now how they refer to her.
A woman of color.
Right.
They make up more terms. They must have a committee that just sits around and makes up terms to separate people.
Oh, God. The funniest, if you can remember a few years back, the Huffington Post. Remember when the Huffington Post, the editorial team, which was made up of almost all young white women and one white guy, were talking about how racist some of the other papers were. And I was thinking to myself, are you looking at your selfie?
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody there got two brain cells to rub together and go, there ain't no black people in this picture. Hello.
They don't have, there's no self-awareness. And I'm assuming that profession is very much like where I worked in Hollywood. And many, many shows, I was the only woman comedy writer and certainly the woman of color. I mean, I really had not had any. And it's, to a certain extent, it's not an easy field for a woman. It's a very male-dominated environment because comedy is a world where you have to be able to say and do anything because it's a funny world. It's a comedy world. And if you're going to be clutching your pearls, it's like being in a locker room. So if you're going to be clutching your pearls, it's not a great fit. And most women, they go home at the end of the day and they feel like taking a shower. You know, it's rough. It's rough in that room, but I personally loved it. So, you know, so for them to tell us how we're supposed to live our lives and how racially accepting and diverse and all this we're supposed to be, they need to look in their own house because, to be honest, I worked over 20-something years in Hollywood, and there was probably one or two shows where they actually had a few women and certainly women of color. That's just who they are.
I mean, even in Hollywood, even any one of these places, why can't we get back to just something as simple as if they can do the job, hire them? I don't care.
No, they never. It'd be nice to say get back to that, but it never was that in Hollywood. Hollywood. I have a black friend. He's an older guy, but he was a writer on some of the the Jeffersons. He goes back to that. Forgetting the guy's name who created those shows. All the way back then. And you know, to this day, that guy still is a huge leftist. He's always telling us what to do. But my friend worked for him in those days. Doggone it, I can't think of his name. The creator of
I know
of
who
shows.
You're talking about. I can see his face.
Oh, it's driving me nuts. Yeah, I can see
it in my
head.
That he always had on, right?
Exactly.
He would have done all the family and that stuff, right?
Yes. Yeah. Let me tell you something. This is an inside story. This guy said that they kept the black writers in a separate room. And whenever they need... Yep. They never got to, like, be a part of writing the script or being a part of the sweetening process or part of the editing process or any of that stuff that you should learn or work on as a writer, producer in Hollywood. They were considered, like, support, and they kept them in a separate room altogether, and they would go – they would go to them when they needed something like, how would a black guy say – and that's when they were useful to them.
Wow.
This is one of the most,
wow. And this is the upper echelon of people that want to teach us how to be morally and racially right.
That's right.
Oh, that's
right.
Great.
That was straight from my friend's mouth. He told me all about it.
God bless. Yep, they're constantly living a lie, people. Joe Mazzini, your host, back with Sonya Schmidt in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to Real Silence, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Making some changes to this show. We are now, we'll be on other platforms too, but we are live on Roku. For those of you who are Roku players, real simple, just go look up the Joe Messina Show, and if you hit that, you'll see that it gives you past shows and actually comes up live every night. Quality is great. They've done a great job for the show, so I appreciate it. Appreciate the team that put that together. Let me come back. Sonya Schmidt joins us, as she does every week, help us kick off the weekend. I always love Sonya. When I talk to her earlier, she'll say, I don't know what we're going to talk about. I've got nothing to talk about. And then, look, we're running up against the time because we can't get through the stuff we want to talk about. And
well,
by the way,
good news
show you how smart my listeners are. Norman Lear is the guy.
Norman Lear, thank you. Oh, chicken dinner. They are the winner.
Aren't they? Right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Chicken Norman dinner. Lear. Really? You went down that road.
Oh, you know, I didn't say watermelon, so there we go. We both discovered on the break that Joe and I are both racist. So I wish I was of childbearing years so I could have a 3-month-old racist.
No, but you know, and this is what I love about it. You don't hear this on many of these other shows. And her and I talked at dinner break, and I learned something. I never really gave it much thought. And I know it's happened in the Hispanic community, but in the Black community, if you try to do things like, you know, we were talking about your hair being straight and all right, so what are you trying to do, appease the white guy? I mean, you can't just like straight hair. I mean, I didn't realize it was like that from within the community.
Oh, yeah, we're right. Listen, I've been insulted more in the black community than I ever have in the world or in our community. You know, I've been given jobs by white people, not by black people. But that doesn't mean we've been so beat up emotionally, and we take the bait that, you know, I don't have time to worry about why they have issues or why people have issues. It was like I said, my girlfriend, and she's Hawaiian, and she says they go through the same thing in Hawaii. The dark-skinned Hawaiians, you know, are the lower class. You know, I've got a girlfriend from Australia. Same thing there. So it just seems to be the human condition where we want to pick on people, and sadly it's, you know, it's darker-skinned women. I think I mentioned this last week that it's, you know, statistically darker-skinned women get the lower-paying jobs. They're not considered the big beauty. Politically, I am not a fan of Regina King. However, she's one of the best black actresses we have. And every time I try to pitch her for a show or get her, you know, now she's doing, you know, really, please, she's top of her game. But back in the day when I was trying to pitch her for shows or get her in for a guest spot, they would say, nope, she's just not cute enough. She's not pretty. We don't think she's pretty.
Wow. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not a big guy with the movies and stuff. I looked her up while you were talking, and she's an attractive lady.
And she's not that hot. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, maybe not for you. A lot of other guys out there.
Yeah, I think she's great.
Yeah. But she looks like an attractive woman. I mean, and I don't always look at that, too. I've noticed over the years in Hollywood, and maybe it's been a big change, you know, at one time, you never saw an ugly woman or an ugly guy in the movies. Never. And now, you know, they do pick the average person for some of these parts and some of these mainstream shows and what have you.
I hope so. I look back at people like, you know, Betty Davis. She's not a looker. She's a talent. She's a talent to be reckoned with.
Yep.
And what I would rather see is somebody with enormous talent, like a Regina King, because you can slap makeup on somebody and they'll look whatever way you want. But we, I think now, if you have to be so perfect, and you're looking at people like Beyonce or people who've had so much work done, it's just not uncommon to see people who don't even look human anymore.
Right.
So I would rather see talent, and I think sadly, you know, I think of someone like Aretha Franklin. She would have never made it in today's music industry because of the way she looked.
Oh, you're right. I would imagine she couldn't twerk or win one of the wear one of those tight.
Twerk without hurting something. Yep. No, I mean, look at all of them. Dionne Warwick. I mean, all of them.
Yeah. You're right. But they had beautiful voices, great, great singing talent. And, I was reading articles about music back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and what a talented group of people, and still segregated at many events. They had a rope down the middle of some of the dance floors, the blacks on one side, colored on one side, whites on the other, couldn't dance together. How ridiculous. I mean, and, you know,
doesn't that tell?
Yeah, but isn't that a perfect example of saying we work at fixing our errors?
Thank you. That's exactly what I was going to say. That's a perfect example of how wonderful America is, that we could come from that to where we are now. And it's no big deal to look at biracial couples walking down the street. You know, I mean, I go back to this three-month-old racist thing. I remember when racism meant you were part of the Democrat Party and you were burning crosses. And now it just means you're a three-month-old white baby.
They throw racism in everything. What's that? Joy, what's that? The lady does the MSNBC show. No, not Bayard. Just another one. She's a black woman that got that, I think it's MSNBC or CNN. Mm-hmm. She's got a show on there.
The one who's, what do you call it, when you don't like gay people?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Homophobic.
Right?
Yeah. Homophobic.
She was calling us racist because we weren't accepting of the people coming across the border who had COVID. And I was thinking, man, to your point a second ago, if you were called a racist 15 years ago, you would really, I mean, if you had a heart at all, a soul at all, you'd say, oh, my God, I don't want to be seen as that. What did I say? What did I do? I need to fix that. Nowadays, they use it so much. They've devalued the word so much, you just go, yeah, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You must be a Democrat calling me that. You know?
So when there is real racism, and I have to say it's not top on the list of things that wreck my day or hold me back, but let's just say it was, you can't even address it because they've called everything in their mama racist. So we never should have listened to them in the first place. I always say the left is like, you know, listening to the left is like letting your children run your household. It should have never been done. And now we've got to take back our authority as parents.
I agree.
As the adults in the room.
Well, push back anyway. You know, I'm starting to see more and more parents. I got to tell you, monitoring some of these Facebook pages of parents and school issues and what have you, and I'm watching parents wake up. And as long as they get a good guidance, if you would, good real information, I think you're going to see some changes in the education world. I think you're going to see, you watch some of these districts that are pushing more to equity. You know, they're now pushing this term equity.
Equity.
Right? And it drives me nuts because they ran out of, I guess they ran out of steam with equality. Now they have to use equity. And it's a whole different term because little Johnny or Jose, who lives in a part of town where internet service isn't strong, and yet, you know, John Marcus III lives in a part of town that they have very strong Valencia. Well, now there's no equity there, and that's not right, and it's not fair. You go, stop. Just stop.
Listen, there's food equity, there's everything equity.
That's right.
And what that does to, I think, to black kids, and I hate to see this, I'm cautious of it with my grandson, is for him to start thinking, well, wait a minute, maybe I haven't been treated equally. And this is one of the most privileged kids I know. So.
But Sonia, can you imagine, all right, I'm sitting back in a chair and a teacher says, we had a teacher say this to our daughter. So take the color out of it for a second. You're a girl.
Oh, that's the other thing.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, and you're not so good at math or yada, 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 whatever. And it's the same thing here. Now, here you've been told you're a black kid and you don't stand a chance because the white folks are against you and they run industry A, B, and C. So don't really look over there because you won't be able to do that.
What is
a meaning way to put it, isn't it?
What a disservice. But people do it. And it's not just whites, but I will say it is people on the left, because when I was an aspiring writer, I was set down by a black guy who, I think he was an electrician, and he just, in all sincerity, told me that this is not likely to happen for a woman and for a black woman. And he basically said, look around, which he's absolutely right. I look around, it wasn't. I'd said that it wouldn't happen. But I kept persevering because I didn't own that crap. And I had 2 mouths to feed because I had already lived a life of a liberal, which meant there I was with two children, two different baby daddy, no education, thinking that I was entitled just because. It didn't work out that way. So I actually had to learn a skill. And I picked a skill that a lot of women don't have success in. But because I didn't believe I was a victim, I eventually made it. And
see, You just said it, though. You didn't own it. And you pushed back against it. And you learned about it. And you pushed. And see, now, if I say that, okay, I mean, you pulled yourself up by your own bootstraps. You know, that's a forbidden term on the left.
Can't say it anymore.
Right. But isn't that basically what you did? You went, whatever. I don't buy that. And I'm going to push forward. And I'm going to win anyway.
It's totally what I did, but I am old enough that I'm not in that generation of victims. Although, I can't say that. There are people I knew my age who felt like they were victims, and sure enough, they wound up being victims, and they wound up not succeeding.
Don't even try, right?
Don't even try.
Where do people find you? Quick.
SoniaSchmidt.org. Is that right? .net.
I didn't buy the name. You know it. Look, just all you can do is
either
Google
one of them.
Sonia
there, just
Schmidt. There you go. Or come here every Friday to find it. Joe, it's in your house. Always a blessing to have you with us, Sonia. Guys, a lot more coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk a lot about China, China, China. We've got Ping Ping Yu. You loved her so much last week. We're bringing her back this week for more. We'll be back in a few minutes.